Legally changing a last name is common, but what about changing your first name? It can be hard for people who've known you for years to relearn your name, but for Yadith Yadi Olson, the decision was an easy one. In this third story of a five-part series, Olson talks about why he thinks more people should start using their native names.
My name is Yadith Yadi Olson. I am Duktaintan Raven Tlingit and Tlaitka Yetki. My name, Yesh Yadi, was first given to me by my grandma many, many years ago. It is the second of two Tlingit names that I have, and this was the name that I chose to go by legally. And to me, it just represents who I am as a human being, because I believe every Tlingit person out there deserves a name, a proper name, and I like to use it very casually in everyday speech. I like the fact that it's not anything ceremonial. It's not anything heavy. It's not anything deep. It's just a name. So me, as a human being, I'm represented by Yesh Yadi Olson all day, every day, all the time. So for me, it's who I am. It means it's me. And I changed my name legally like that just for one, because I like the idea of teaching people a little bit of Tlingit. I like, since I believe that all Native people were forced to use English, and now in today's world, it's my opportunity to force these same people to learn a little teeny bit about the Tlingit language. But it's very important, I think, that more people do the same thing that I did, and we have to start using these names because we're trying to revitalize and bring back our languages. And a part of that is using it every day.
That was Yadith Yadi Olson in the third installment of a five-part series on Alaska Native names produced by KTOO's Jennifer Canfield. A link to the full interview is at our website, alaskapublic.org.